You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Big surprise in the studio.
Huge surprise.
Huge surprise. Your whole family showed up.
The family is here. My wife, Vanessa, my six-year-old, almost seven-year-old son, Mason, and Gianna, my four-year-old daughter, is sitting on my lap.
And your father-in-law
in the house? Still in town. He's snowed in for another day, so we get to enjoy the birthday. He will leave on Wednesday. But exciting day.
Yeah.
Full of surprises. And again, I'm the most gullible guy there is. I'm not going to lie. I just kind of go with the flow.
You want to say hi, sweetie?
No.
No? She does not want to say hi. Very cute. You got a little tiara. You got the whole family here, man.
Yeah. It's great.
It is awesome. It's Matt Wilhelm Appreciation Day,
Come
Gibbs.
To work day with Daddy. Mason, my son has been wanting to come. I tell him I go to work every day. You know, because I don't get to pick him up from school anymore. And so he always wonders, you know, what do you do? You know, he's never been. He's like, what do you do? Where do you go? I want to come. And I just know that, you know, for 2 hours sitting here, we might get a little bit bored. But to come in with the family, it's a great day.
It certainly is a great thing. We had a great time at the Cavs game with your wife and, of course, father-in-law on Wednesday.
That was and you guys have been scheming behind closed doors for a very long time.
Scheming
yes,
for
awesome.
Mwad, yes, for your birthday as we celebrate here. And your son's wearing your Green Bay Packers Super Bowl champion
he
hat.
He is. He's not so much a hat guy, but he knows if any hat that daddy wears, he'll wear it.
So let me ask you this, because we didn't even get a chance. But what happens, you win the Super Bowl, okay, on TV, you see for a little bit, you see, you know, the presentation of the trophy, et cetera, but what is, actually walk us through that night for a Super Bowl champion.
From that point forward, you know, after the game's over, you know, Mike McCarthy never got to address the team, you know, together at any point, really. I mean, other than, well, actually, yes, later at an after party. But you got to figure, guys were still in the field an hour
yeah.
and 20 minutes, 2 hours almost after the game.
As Kurt Warner made the slowest walk in the history
yes,
of walking with
seriously.
That trophy. I was like, what is going on? Is everything else in, like, normal speed and him in, like, crazy
and
slow
you thought
motion?
He thought he could have played this year.
I mean, come on.
So you go from everything on field. And then, you know, you make your way back to the locker room and only probably 50% of the guys are in there. Half the guys are out on the field, half the guys are in there. And then you just kind of go about your business. You enjoy with, you know, who you see, you enjoy some moments. And then eventually, you know, you have to get showered and changed. You want to do it as quick as possible. And then the buses there at the stadium are loading up. As they get full, they leave to go back to the team hotel. But what they wanted to do is, it's for us in Green Bay, they wanted all of us to enter the after party, you know, together. And that's where, you know, we had Kid Rock, as I said, playing at the Super Bowl at our Super Bowl party, and then DJs thereafter, you know, free drinks, free food. There was the Green Bay ice sculptures, the Lombardi trophy sculptures. And I think, you know, we heard Gronk say last night, Rick Ross, I believe, was doing the New England Patriots party, which I'm sure had to be kind of fun. And then you just kind of get to, you know, make your way around a significant portion of the team hotel that you were at has been kind of roped off for the celebration. So you just kind of make your way around, you know, do some shots, do some drinks, eat some food with the coaches, players, their families, and it's a great night.
So, like, do you guys get after it? Like, are the players, like, Gronk said he has not slept and he's on his way to Jimmy Kimmel.
It's the worst. And again, I know my wife was there, you know, spending the night with me on the Super Bowl evening. And the hardest part is because, you know, we leave the next morning. And what they wanted, and I think I'm one of the smarter guys on the team. And what they want your bags
That's
down.
That's what your high school English teacher told me, by the way.
Yeah, they want your bags down to be tagged to go to the airport by 8 o'clock in the morning.
What?
Yes.
Why don't they let you guys just sleep in? What's the rush?
So, mind you, I don't think we got to bed till 5, right?
Okay.
So you're on 3 hours of sleep, and then some of these guys did not pack in advance. So as I was packing up to, you know, and getting ready to go to the Super Bowl to play the game, I had already strategic because, again, all the gifts that they've given us, the big Nike bag, you know, all these, you've got so much extra stuff. And also, too, you're there for a week. So I'm one of the guys that unpacks everything, puts it in the drawers, hangs my stuff in the closet.
I'm the same way.
Like I'm living in that hotel room. And so, but I packed
it all up.
Yeah, I packed it all up and had one bag unzipped that I could just throw stuff on top of and zip it and take it down. So it wasn't that much of a process for me, but you want to see some dragging faces at 8 o'clock in the morning because we didn't have to leave till like 11:30, so they could go back to bed if they wanted to, but to have to get down there and have your bags down there by 8 o'clock was miserable.
Can't they have like a team intern knock on your door and get the bag for you?
Yeah, but then you could probably see a lot of, you know, some nakedness going on, I'm sure.
Some nudity.
Yes.
So that's good. So then you guys go back, and then you fly back. Are you guys kind of dismissed immediately? Do whatever you want. You just have to be ready for the parade.
We fly back to Green Bay. Of course, I don't. You know, we probably got in there early evening, and you know, you could see the airport parking lot slammed, right? And from the time that we got off at and Green Bay Airport has maybe 12 terminals.
Oh, so you guys didn't park like off to the side and have your own.
We flew in. We came off the tarmac. You know, walked over the jet bridge and came out. And immediately from the time that we walked out and you're actually like in the terminal to the time that we got out to the parking lot that was secure to hold the players' lots, you're walking through a barricade of people, probably five deep. Just absolutely crazy. I have videos, you know, on my phone. I had one of those, you know, like our coach gave us, you know, one of those small little video cameras to take it all in because it was just amazing. Then at that point, you're like anybody else. You just get in your car and you go home and you're like, holy crap, we just won a Super Bowl. You know, your wife and your kids and your family are left to get home on their separate flights and so on and so forth. And then it was the celebration.
Oh, right, 'cause they're not on the team flight,
right? Exactly. They're not on the team flight. And then what's going to be tough for New England is, you know, as my father-in-law said, is, you know, Boston, like, they're going to want to have that celebration parade, you know, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. And it's like, you know, it's still inches are accumulating outside as we speak.
How fun is that parade?
Ours wasn't a parade. What we did was we actually had very similar to what Ohio State did this year for the national championship. We had a in-stadium celebration.
That's not as fun. Don't you wish you got to drive around town and like stand and be like, ah!
Yeah, but it's like minus 12 degrees out, you know, so you're going to be bundled up. Nobody's going to tell me from you. You could be on the bus, you know, waving.
Maybe I should have been.
You should have been. But that all being said is the greatest thing is because you got to figure Lambeau, we didn't play any home playoff games. So Lambeau was completely snow ridden. So they did volunteers clear the whole lower bowl and then also two from 30 to 30. You know, down to the grass to make way for the stage and the heaters and so on and so forth for everybody to be recognized. But it was awesome. The Lombardi Trophy made its way around the whole stadium, and it was very, very cool.
It's awesome, man.
Yes.
Was that great day? Was that a better day or this your appreciation day here on?
Oh, the appreciation day. Yeah. This is by far and away the best day.
Yeah, I would think
yes.
So. I'm glad that
for sure.
We're all on the same page there. When we come back, we're going to continue Mwad to celebrate Matt Wilhelm's birthday here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.